The Secretary of Homeland Security said this week that he's seen an unprecedented decline in the number of illegal border crossings into the U.S. in recent months. Secretary John Kelly called the trend encouraging and says it coincides with President Trump's recent executive orders calling for tougher enforcement of U.S. immigration laws. But that tougher enforcement has led to a number of deportations that have alarmed immigrants and activists, including the case of Guadalupe Garcia de Rios, a mother of two who's been living in Arizona for 21 years since she was 14. Back in 2008, she was arrested for using a fake Social Security number to work, and ever since then, she's been checking in regularly with immigration officials. But last month, when she went in for her check-in, she was arrested and deported to her native Mexico. Her lawyer, Ray Ibarra Maldonado, joins us by Skype from Phoenix. And Ray, do you know why, after all this time, she was arrested and detained and deported?
The real reason why she was detained and deported was because of the new executive orders from President Trump. It makes clear that anybody with a conviction, anybody they think that has even done a criminal act before, is now a priority for deportation. So in the past, she's been able to walk into that ICE office and walk out. But because of these new executive orders, she was unable to, and she was sent back to Mexico.
Well, and I'm sure there are many people who would argue that this was just, that she was in the country illegally. She pleaded guilty to a crime. She should have been deported a long time ago. Why should she get to stay?
Oh, trust me, I've had more than a fair share of those comments, people saying that. But look, let's look at what her real crime was. Her real crime was working to support herself, to feed her kids, to try to provide her kids with a better life than what she had growing up. Morally, I see absolutely nothing wrong with what she did. And if we're going to deport someone that's been here for 20 years, has U.S. citizen kids, is just trying to make a life for themselves and their family, you know, to me, that is the injustice. The fact that we criminalize immigrants who are simply trying to work, support themselves and their families.
Did she get a hearing before she was deported?
She did. You know, she went through the process. The important thing to remember here is these raids in which she was arrested occurred under Sheriff Joe Arpaio's reign of terror here in Arizona, where he racially profiled people. That's been, you know, found from a federal judge that he's engaged in racial profiling. He's absolutely ignored orders from this federal judge. As a result of that, she has a felony conviction. She had her immigration court hearing, and the judge there gave her voluntary departure. She didn't leave, and eventually that turned into a removal order.
And she has been sent to Nogales, Mexico. Have you heard from her? How's she doing down there?
Yeah, I've talked to her since then, talked to the family since then. She's since gone back where she was born, a little bit down south more. It's tough. You know, it's a really tight family. They're very religious people. And to be separated after so many years of being together, it's painful for the entire family. With that said, they're incredibly strong and they're looking forward to a fight, not only to bring her back, but to stop other people's families from being separated.
Do they have any recourse at this point? Do you have any recourse at this point to get this order reversed?
It's all Hail Mary passes from here out, but we're not going to stop until every avenue has been exhausted. You know, we're going to take another look at her criminal conviction, take a look at the possibility of reopening her immigration case. It's not going to be an easy route, but we're not going to stop until we've tried every avenue possible.
In general, what would your advice be to people who are in this country illegally right now, given the changes that you're seeing in how deportation orders are being carried out?
You know, number one, it's look for a way to adjust your status. A lot of people don't know about U visas. A lot of people don't know about certain waivers. So if there's something that can be done through the legal system, definitely do everything you can to make that happen. Number two, if there's nothing you can do, if you've already tried that route, it's very important that you don't give more information to agents than necessary. What we always tell people is exercise your right to remain silent. If you're asked any questions, you know, give whatever you have to give under your state laws as far as name and date of birth, but don't answer questions about your immigration status, country of origin. You know, make the government do its job and prove that you're removable and ask for that attorney as soon as you can.
That's attorney Ray Ibarra Maldonado. His client, Guadalupe Garcia de Rios, was arrested and deported to Mexico last month after living in the U.S. illegally for more than 20 years. Her husband is still here, and so are her two U.S.-born children. Ray, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And that case is just one of many. And joining us now with the big picture is Alan Gomez, who covers immigration in Latin America for USA Today. Alan, how much has the atmosphere changed for people who are here illegally under the Trump administration?
That is very difficult to put into words. I mean, there were periods during the Obama administration where he was called the deporter in chief. But for the most part, if you're an undocumented immigrant living in the country, your odds of getting picked up and deported were pretty low. And so now what we've seen is that everything that Trump promised on the campaign trail about going after the undocumented, about whittling down that 11 million, it's absolutely happening. And so that's why you're seeing folks from all walks of life in that undocumented immigrant population absolutely terrified that they're going to be next.
So when Trump said that his first priority is to go after people who've committed serious crimes, is that what's happening? Or is it really anybody who is here in this country illegally is at risk now?
And that's where things have changed. I looked at some raids under Obama and the first one under Trump. Last year, about 90% of the people that were picked up in immigration raids had a criminal conviction. And the first raids conducted under President Trump, that number fell down to 74%. Mm. And ICE made clear that they are picking up anybody else along the way that they encounter. So picture they go in to target somebody who's a convicted murderer. If there's other people in the apartment, under Obama, those people wouldn't have been touched. Under President Trump, they're getting picked up as well.
There was one group that was notably left out of these increased enforcement orders, the so-called Dreamers, people who were brought here illegally as children who qualify for DACA or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. But we've heard now of at least two Dreamers who have been arrested so far, Daniela Vargas and Daniel Ramirez Medina. What can you tell us about them and why they were arrested?
Right now, DACA still stands. When the president issued his executive order on January 25th, outlining his new deportation priorities, it made very clear that DACA remains and that their deportation protections will be honored. But right, we're hearing cases like Vargas and Ramirez of people getting picked up. And so in Medina's case, ICE says that he had admitted gang affiliations. And so that's why they picked him up. Mm. But he's qualified for DACA twice. And so the question is how they're interpreting DACA. Whatever history he had with gangs, was that on the books before, but the Obama administration decided, hey, you know what, he's past that, he's all good, and now President Trump's administration is looking at that and saying, well, gang ties, let's get him out. We're not sure what's going on there. The other case with Vargas, again, she is an Argentinian, 22 years old, arrested just a few minutes after she spoke at an immigration protest. And in that case, we have absolutely no idea why she was picked up.
I want to listen to something that Homeland Security Secretary Kelly said that shocked a lot of people. He says the administration is now considering separating parents and children who cross the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. Here he is talking to CNN's Wolf Blitzer.
Yes, I am considering, in order to deter more movement along this terribly dangerous network, I am considering exactly that. They will be well cared for as we deal with their parents.
Have we ever seen anything like that before, that the government would be separating women and children who are crossing illegally?
Not so overtly, but we have seen it in practice in a way. I mean, parents have been deported from this country for a long time, leaving their children behind. There was a practice years ago that has now become quite common again of parents kind of writing these living wills, these plans of what's going to happen to their children, who gets them if they get deported. This is obviously more extreme, but about this time last year, the Obama administration conducted a raid specifically targeting women and children from Central America who'd arrived in the U.S. in the previous year or two. And that kind of shows how difficult it is to sort of send this message of deterrence to these Central American mothers and children. You know, on the one hand, you have just overwhelming sympathy for what they're going through, for the conditions that they're leaving. I've been to Guatemala and Honduras, and I've seen firsthand just how omnipresent that gang threat is, that threat of violence is down there. But on the other hand, they're coming by the tens of thousands. And so trying to figure out a way to really send a clear message of deterrence back to the home countries is obviously very difficult and leading to extreme measures like this.
Alan, this has been such a tricky political issue for so long. People have very intense passions on both sides of this issue of illegal immigration. What's been the reaction to all of these stories that we've been hearing about people who in the past maybe wouldn't have been deported, now being deported?
Well, and I think like with so many other things going on right now, it depends on who you ask. I mean, if you ask that section of the country that is just completely enamored with what President Trump is doing. They're saying, hey, he's just fulfilling his campaign promise. He wasn't shy about it. This is what he started his campaign on. So for a lot of people in this country, they see everything that he's doing as a fulfillment of everything that he promised he would do. Obviously, if you talk to those families and if you talk to immigration advocacy groups and if you talk to people who are just general Trump critics, they see this as just a terrorizing, horrible event that just violates possibly our laws and at the very least our morals. You know,
but we're not seeing big protests in the streets of Miami or Los Angeles yet.
Yet. And I think that's because it's a case here, a case there. It, you know, it makes it hard to sort of reach that critical mass to see the kind of protests that, you know, we saw, like, for example, back in 2006 is the last time we really saw massive immigration protests in this country. But I can tell you, the more of these kind of cases, the more faces of 22 and 23-year-olds, the more cases of grandmothers getting deported for no other reason than they lied about their identity when they tried to get a job, as these accumulate, I think you're going to start seeing a little bit more of that.
That's Alan Gomez, who covers immigration in Latin America for USA Today. Alan, thanks as always.
Jeremy, thank you so much.